Call it a coup or a reset of the 2011 revolution, either way, the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi has plummeted the country into crisis. At its roots are Morsi's authoritarian and increasingly Islamist rule, economic grievances, and a plethora of other failures. But the nation is also fundamentally entrenched in an ideological clash.
The Egyptians are religious. I mean, we've been religious for 7,000 years. So that's not in question here. What's in question is how much of a role religion should play when it comes to the state. Okay, that is the fundamental identity question here.
Ali Shalakani is a lawyer and founding member of an NGO that focuses on constitutional reform.
What happened in 2012 is that the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists were pushing for a more robust, let's say a wider interpretation of what principles of Sharia meant.
The Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafis did get what they wanted, mainly in the form of two articles that gave Islam and Islamic institutions more prominence when it comes to governance. They were able to do that because the secularists and many others withdrew from the Constitutional Assembly, accusing Morsi and the Islamists of manipulating and hijacking the process.
When put to a national referendum, it passed. But just over 30% of the country actually turned out to vote. Amending that constitution is among the first steps of the interim government's roadmap. Shalakani and others want to strike out those articles, but that's a non-starter for the hardline Salafist Noor Party, uncomfortable bedfellows backing the coalition. The Noor Party stood against Morsi, but only after guarantees those articles would not be touched.
So again, the whole of the members who joined the roadmap, or the gentlemen who were there at the meeting, agreed upon this philosophy or this principle.
It's a vital, non-negotiable point when it comes to convincing their grassroots supporters that Morsi's ouster was a political battle, not one against Islam.
If they wanted to have some amendments regarding the Islamic identity, I think by that time we can think again or reconsider again our joining to the roadmap as a whole.
And so even as Egypt struggles to move forward, another fault line already threatens to emerge. Arwa Damon, CNN, Cairo.